You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
You want to lift your hands and thank the Lord, bless the Lord. Raise your voice and bless Him. 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 Give Him praise and glory and honor. He alone deserves all the praise and glory. Magnify the King of glory. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We clap our hands and celebrate the Lord. Amen. God is good and all the time. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to the verse 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 down to 57. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, verse 51, a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Next verse. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, that must put on immortality. Verse 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this beautiful scripture. It's so wonderful. The 54, the last part says, 54, read the 54 again. Says, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So the point we say we have victory is when immortality swallows mortality, when incorruption swallows corruption. That is when we say victory. Now, what is that victory? The victory is that we have overcome death. Okay, so death is swallowed up in victory. When immortality swallows up mortality, and when incorruption swallows up corruption, all right? But now, so this is talking about this more like eschatological perspective. It's talking about the future when Christ shall come, when the trumpet shall sound, and then we shall be caught up in glory. That is when that mortality is going to be swallowed up by immortality, and corruption swallowed by incorruption. But in the meantime, can we enjoy that before He's coming? And that's what He says in the verse number 57. That, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because 56 says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. So, for you to experience death, you must be stung by sin. So when sin comes, death has been introduced. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ took away the sin of the world. So Jesus Christ has taken away the sting of death. So if the sting of death, which is sin, has been taken away, then it means the power of death has been also overcome. And so as long as you are in Christ Jesus, you have victory over the works of death. Are you seeing it here? Praise the name of Jesus. So anything that is about death, anything that is about death in Christ Jesus, we have victory over it. That is why when your knowledge of Jesus Christ keeps increasing, you keep walking in that realm of incorruption. I don't know if you understand me. So you find that in a car accident, two saints are praying in tongues. One lives, one dies. And then from a shallow perspective, we all declare, oh, it was the will of God. You know, only God knows the best. And this one died, this one died. Exemption most it's highly probable that exemptions in danger is actually a function of depth, not much of an issue of mercy. We're going to be thanking God. That's what we're going to do. But I just want to open up this to you. Exemption in time of danger for the saint is mostly an issue of depth than mercy. Two saints are in an aircraft. They're in turbulence. And one is saying, Lord, let your will be done. Another is saying that it can't end here. I must get home. And then close the eyes and begin to listen to the message and forget about praying. That is not an issue of shallowness. There is something a person, Paul the apostle, is on a voyage. It's a serious turbulence. And Paul tells them, don't be worried. Eat and relax. No one is dying here. The one whose I am, who I serve, has spoken. So nobody's dying here. He gets to the seashore. A viper fastens its teeth to his hand. He shook it. Did not pray. He shook it. There are prayers we pray that are products of fear. There are things that don't need fear. They don't need prayer. They just need just response. It's an issue of depth. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Yes, I know we all shall end this journey of this life and this time. I know we all shall end. I mean, no matter how long we live, our days will come. But as to how we live, you know, as to how we go, you know, is I can say with authority on the word of God, that a lot has to do with your debt. I was speaking to somebody today. And I said, hopefully, I said, no, we are working on something. We might be coming to somebody to do a program. And the person says, Nyamia Adoma. Most times, that statement is more religious. Nyamia Adoma Yewi. It sounds like you're humble, but you are not faithful. If I tell you that I'll come and visit you tomorrow, the reason I can boldly say tomorrow is because I know he who holds yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he has promised me that tomorrow will meet me. So there are times we make religious statements. We think that we are making, you know, we are sounding very scriptural. No, you are doubtful. What am I trying to say? The more our knowledge of Christ increases, the more our knowledge of Christ increases, the more our knowledge of Christ increases, this is what happens to us pertaining to the issue of death. If the sting of death is sin, and the strength of it is the law, and in Christ Jesus, he has abolished the handwriting of the law, and in Christ Jesus, he has taken away
the sin, then the eschatological victory we are waiting for can be experienced now. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It means that when my knowledge of Christ increase, what Christ has finished, that he will finally finish in the future, I can start finishing now before I get there. You have divine life. His word says that with long life you will satisfy me. With long life. So I give you thanks for long life. I give you thanks for long life. For our boast is not in ourselves. Our boast is not in ourselves, but it's in the integrity and the faithfulness of God himself. We shall not marry and give birth to children, and their uncles and aunties will be the one to walk them down the aisle when it's a marriage time. We shall not give birth to children, and their children will be taken care of by aunties. No, we will marry, we'll give birth to children, and we shall be around to receive their grandchildren. There's too much wickedness in the world for you to live your life to just mercy. Lord, you have kept me all these years. You're going to keep me more. Corruption does not reign in our midst. Say, corruption doesn't reign in my life. Say, corruption doesn't reign in my life. Death does not have a say in my life. Not in the life of my family. Not in my life of my business. In my career. In my academics. Death has no place around me. I have victory in Christ Jesus. In this I make my boast. 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 Death does not reign in this church. Death does not reign in this church. Death does not reign in this family. Death does not reign in our midst. There's no death in my mortal bodies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 9. Romans 6, 9. Romans 6 and verse number 9. Romans 6 verse 9. Romans 6 verse 9. Can we all read together? Want to go? Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17. All right, let's do it together. Want to go? Therefore, if anyone is in... Hold on. Take us back again to the Romans again. Take us back to Romans, the one I showed you. Read now again. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over... Take us back to 2 Corinthians 5:17. So death no longer has dominion over what? Over him, right? Now it says, if anyone is in... If anyone is in, take us back to Romans again. What does it say there? Death no longer what? Has dominion over. And go back to 2 Corinthians again. You'll be going and coming like that. If anyone is in, go back to Romans again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Who is the him? Who is the him? So death no longer has dominion over Christ. Take us to 2 Corinthians again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ... So anyone who is in Christ, death does not have to win over him again. If death has no dominion over Christ again, and you and I are in Christ, then it means that death has no dominion over you again. Am I the one saying it? Who is saying it? God's word is saying it. What does whose word is saying it? Oh, are you sure? I can't hear you. Who is saying it to you? God himself. Who is saying it to you? God himself. What is God saying to you? That death no longer reigns or has dominion over Christ. And where are you? You are in Christ. Colossians 3 verse 1 to 3. And we're giving thanks to God. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 3. Let's see something there. Give us verse 2. Let me see something. 3. Okay, can you read me? One to go. For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Glory to God. You are hid with Christ in God. And what did God say about the death of cousin Christ? He said, death no longer has dominion over him, Christ. And if any man be in Christ, where are you located? Where are you located? Therefore, death has no dominion over who? Over me. That is why when you stand and say, in the name of Jesus, what it means is that right now, situation, it's not me talking, it's Christ talking now. So whatever honor you give to Jesus, give the same to me. That's what you understand. What you say in the name of Jesus is more than just a signature. It's a signature. You have activated the power of attorney. It means that if demons will see Jesus and flee, when you say in the name of Jesus, you are saying that on behalf of Christ, at this point in time, it's not me talking. The voice I'm hearing is Christ talking. And the demons know when you know. So it is your knowing, no, and it determines their response or their reaction. They know when you know. In the realms of the spirit, knowledge is seen. In the physical, knowledge is not seen. How will I know that you know something? Until you talk. In the realm of the spirit, knowledge is like light. In the realms of the spirit, knowledge is like light. So there are people that are dim in the spirit. There are those that are bright. So when demons see, they don't... When I see Eunice, I will not know she knows anything until she starts talking. So in the realm of the natural, communication is the gateway to the knowledge bank of a person. When a person is not talking, I don't know what he knows. But in the realm of the spirit, knowledge is like light. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? That's why you cannot be prayerful and wordless. There's nowhere in the Bible that said that prayer is a light. The Bible says that is life, and this life was light, and the light shine in darkness. So the only thing that darkness responds to is light. Some years ago, Papa Oedipo was driving, and these armed robbers had set up a barricade robbing people. One of them just shouted, "Hey, Baba is coming, Baba is coming." They dismantled the thing and entered the bush and hid. One of them got born again later, was testifying at Kinanad. Ask him, why were you guys running? He said, anytime they see Baba coming, it's a glow, like a glow. So that's why in the realms of the spirit, you can brag to us here. In the realms of the spirit, they know who is who. They know who is who. Let me put it this way. You could look very good before men, but you lack light. Your goodness doesn't give you dominion over darkness. Having right character doesn't mean that you are right. When it comes to the things of the spirit, dealing with matters in the spirit, is the light. People of God, this is very serious. See the scripture that we're just looking at right now, these three scriptures. If you go and sit on this scripture for the remaining days of this fasting, as we are thanking God, be thanking God for this scripture over and over again, you come to a point, the thing will hit you. Bah! When it hits you and you dream and you see they want to kill you, you start laughing in the dream. At that point, it's no longer in your head. It has entered your spirit. Is that with me? Many of us are praying and we are praying nonsense. We're praying out of fear. 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 Why are we giving God thanks for victory over death? Because his word said so. It said that death doesn't no longer have dominion over him, Christ Jesus. And I, Isaiah, I have accepted Jesus as God's eternal gift for me. I have accepted him as my Savior and I have confessed him and I keep confessing daily. He's my Lord. I believe he's the Son of God. The Bible says that if I have done that, then the life that is in God, that is in the Son, is also in me. And much more, not just that I possess life, but I'm in him. I'm in him. I'm in him. If I'm in him, if Jesus is my world, in that world, death no longer has dominion. What a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm a heir of salvation. I'm purchased by the blood. I may not be the most prayerful, but I'm too convinced what God's word has said. Did you pray to internalize that you're a Ghanaian? Did you pray? Did you go on a retreat to fast and pray? That they say you're Ghanaian. Are you sure I'm a Ghanaian? Okay, I take this word. Rababa shatalaba. I'm a Ghanaian. No. They told you that you were born by Ghanaian parents, therefore you're Ghanaian. No argument. You accept. Why is it that you have to fast and pray to accept the reality that you don't just die anyhow? Because your father that gave birth to you says that he has kept you in Christ. That in that realm, there's no death. Death has no dominion over you. It has no dominion over you. It has no dominion over you. It has no dominion over you. That, oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There might be Ebola around. There might be whatever around, but it will not come near me. I can't die now, my dear. That's what we are thanking God for. Traveling the air. They say that at this point in time, take a video and send it because there's no guarantee of survival. And then you are looking at the pilot and say, you are not serious. I'm in this aircraft. I told them I'm going, I'll be back. I didn't tell them I'll be going and they can't find my body. That is not it. We need these things to give us peace. Say, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Christ Jesus. Peace and grace multiplies when the knowledge of God and Christ increase inside of you. You are at peace. Peace does not mean the absence of trouble. It's calmness in the presence of trouble. That you are composed, not decomposed. That's what mommy shared with us last week. When there's no need to think of, what do? The shepherd of your mind, just keep thanking him. That's where I'm thanking him. Go ahead and live the life. Plan your marriage date. Plan your grandchildren. Are you with me? So, you know, be in him down, but forever, I'll say, it may happen at any time. Don't be shallow. Father, we thank you for death has no dominion over us, and we celebrate you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I know that this year we lost a very dear woman. I know. But that loss does not mean we have losses here. Are you here with me? No. You have a choice. You have a choice to make one event your story. Or you have a choice to make one event have no place in your story. You have a choice. That you take seed and it goes. You take seed and it goes. About three times, say, media, when I take seed, it goes. Can you imagine? It happens three or four times and you think that is your makeup. That when I take seed, it goes. So you have now accepted that event and then you have now stamped it as your regular lifestyle. And now you are angry. Why is coming the fifth time and it's going? You defined yourself and confined yourself by the three experiences that came as against the many potential of children that will come out of it. You failed one, two, three. Say, me, I'm a failure. Seriously? A man failed 99 times in an invention and got it on the 100th time. They said, sir, you have failed. I said, no, I didn't fail 99 times. I found 99 ways of how not to do it. Perspective is very important. Oh, pastor, but I'm giving my tithe, sir, but nothing has happened. I'm still tight. How long have I given you tithe? How long? Keep giving. The clouds are gathering, very soon rain shall fall. Why can't you see that way? Why can't you see that way? Why can't you see that way? So none of you here should dream and see a coffin and think it's you and come to me for prayer. I won't pray for you. Are you hearing me? If you dream and you see they're having funeral, and you quickly say it's you, so you can, pastor, this is your pastor. If anybody can, don't pray for them. I'm warning all the pastors. I'll tell all the pastors. Anybody comes, pastor, me young Bible, me say name is Sunda here. Me yeah, you know, me say me dinner. Yeah, that's one. E bane saying na where ye ne na udi wahu. Let me say what he say. The one they know. Pastor, me say, and I just name me a donor. And then opro bidi me chipo opro opro the two di me chip. Hallelujah. Whose report do you believe? The report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we clap and celebrate God for a wonderful time of prayer? Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. It's not an issue of hunger. It's an issue of appetite. Hear me clearly. It's an appetite issue, not hunger issue. And let me tell you something. One of the key things fasting is intended to do is to kill appetite. Number two, actually, to shift appetite from self to Him. So as long as you're fasting and your appetite and your cravings is still for food, it means you've not started. That low belt. No, that's the whole idea. The idea is that in fasting, you're suspending your appetite for pleasure and you are pushing it to appetite for His pleasure. So as long as you can't control your appetites, then it means that you have not really. So the blessing is in the fact that you have an appetite for something and you refuse to do it because you have told Him, or you have agreed as a family, that we are not going to eat this. We want to do this for you. The point is this. When a fasting is declared, whatever the terms are agreed on, God is a witness. So the blessing comes in fulfilling the agreement or the terms for which the instruction was given. That's what God marks. I want to share this to the whole church. I get the whole idea. So if we stand here, we say that we are fasting and we are doing a water fast for 3 days. God is a witness, like the song you've done. God is a witness, the angels are witnesses. So now the marking scheme for marking success and therefore qualify for the blessing of that event is meeting the terms that was agreed on or was instructed. So any other thing you do aside what was agreed, you miss out on some. You get some, but you don't get all. That's the whole thing. So that is why in preparing next year's program, I've done an alteration to the fasting times. Because I'll prefer that we are doing a 3 days straight water fast and everybody's doing it. And we are praying six times and everybody's doing it. That's when you see the impact. We've seen some impact, but that's not all because we are not in agreement. I'm sorry I'm taking much of time. Give me about 2 minutes. I'll be done with this. There you go. You see, in Genesis 11, personally, you know that scripture very well. The Bible says they were with like one language. Everything was one. And they decided to build a tower for their namesake. And God said, what these people have imagined to do. Thank you. Let me read it quickly. Now, the whole earth had one language, one speech. It means that if you were to meet Omarita and we say we are doing food fast, you say we are doing food fast. You meet AC, you say we are doing food fast. One language. There's no difference. One speech is one. Now, go to verse 2. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain. Continue. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and make them thoroughly. They go move on. Verse 4. They said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in heaven. Let us make a name for ourselves. Let's be scattered. Verse 5 now. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they have begun to do. No, it's now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. It means that there's nothing that could stop that event except there's a disconnection amongst them. Now go to Acts chapter 2 verse 1. Acts 2:1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Continue. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Chapter 11, one accord. They could build for themselves. Acts chapter 2, one accord they could receive of the Lord. A time for me to go to Jonah. When Jonah stood there in Nineveh and said to them that the wrath of God is upon them, the king ordered a fast and instructed that everybody fast, including animals. Everybody fasted and wore sackcloths as the king ordered. Then God says, no, I've seen your repentance. Supposing some were not, God won't be pleased. Because an instruction to a community. I think I have to share this. Prepare us for next year. So you understand that when you are in a unit, a community, and we agree to do something, we all have to try our best to stay with it. That is how we get the total blessing. Are you getting me?
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.